Meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, everyone. This is Yvette Guignot, the host in the room. Welcome to the SSR2 Review Team Plenary Meeting, number 39. Today is August 9th, 2018, and the meeting is at 1300 UTC. Attending today's call, while I'm going on the roll of attendance, I have a 6597 number. Can you just identify yourself real quick for the record? Denise, is that you by chance? Okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I get you in the roll. So let me go ahead and do that. Okay, so attending today's call, we have Alan, Ramakrishna, Narul, Mr. Matagoro, Kaveh, Lauren, Navid, Eric, Norm, and Denise. We have our facilitator, Phil Curry, as well. We currently have no observers at this time. And from the ICANN organization, we have Alice, Nagar, Jennifer, Steve, Brenda, and myself. We have apologies from Carrie Ann, Zarko, Jeff Huston, and Bobin. We'd like to remind you that today's call is being recorded, so to please state your name before speaking. Okay, Phil, I will turn this meeting back over to you.
Thank you, Yvette. Phil Curry here. Thank you, everyone, for being on the call. The agenda is out in front of you there. The first thing on the agenda is minutes of previous meeting, and we've had some exchanges over the accuracy of the minutes, the last couple of times. I've had some conversations with people, made a few edits to records, but if I could just put this to the team and just say that while we can all disagree about the detail of what should be in the record, and I think that's sort of perfectly legitimate, and I would ask for your indulgence for two more weeks until we get to the face-to-face. My advice for the team is that the record of the meeting it's kind of an analog thing. It's trying to achieve lots of things at once, in particular at the moment. And I think that it's, while there might be important points to be made, I think it's more useful to sort of go through with the kind of style of record that we have at the moment. That's my judgment, and I'm asking you to rely on me for at least two more weeks, and then it's over to you and your team leadership to resolve whether those records are satisfactory to you. But I just wanted to sort of put that on the table, and I'm happy to take comment back. Eric.
Hi, Phil. Yeah, thanks for that. I'll be brief. I've put some of my thoughts on the list, so I don't know that it's useful to rehash them again. But so hearing what you just said, I think then there's a little bit of an impedance mismatch in that, I think it makes sense to me that we should sort of follow your lead for, as you described it, some kind of an interim period. On the other hand, when we bring up items of historical record or sort of like important things that'll sort of like be representative of our thoughts going forward, or certainly of perspective of our thoughts in the past, maybe from like before you joined us, I think it's difficult to then sort of let there be an inaccurate representation. So on the one hand, if we want to do sort of like a low pass filter of things we discussed and you're saying, hey, give some leeway so we don't get into the weeds on this, then I think we should probably try and avoid getting really into sort of historical and substantive matters, because those are important. So I think we kind of probably need to have it one way or the other. And, I'm happy to discuss what I think is important going into minutes and notes, but I sort of sense from your comments that you'd rather, delay that conversation until later.
Look, anyone else want to I can't see anyone with their hands up. Anyone else have a comment on that?
Yeah. Sorry, this is Lauren. I can't put my hand up because I'm only in on phone. Essentially, I think that what Eric was saying is, you know, generally important, and we should strive to be as accurate as possible, and to particularly when it's, you know, stuff like this agreement on when to hold things, which is obviously something that is important to the group. We should make sure that this is represented appropriately. Thank you.
Anyone else? Denise is a plus one. Okay, look, I mean, I accept that. I'm asking, you know, that you bear with me for a couple of weeks. I will, separately, I had a suggestion from Eric about correcting the record further for the last meeting, and I think that's probably pretty sensible. So, look, I'm happy to make a few more edits to that, and then I'm going to ask your indulgence to let it go through until we've, you know, got somewhere in terms of some of those discussions at the face-to-face. These are things that are much more easily settled in an environment where there's progress. So let me leave that there. If people want to come back to me with when I'll sort of recirculate the record for that meeting to make sure that I think we sort of picked up some of what was raised. And if you want to come back to me on the email list on that, or let's deal with it in that way, I think. I don't think it's a discussion we need to pursue further. I think that gets a pretty clear message from that. So, look, if people are okay with that, thank you, Alan. So let's go on to the next item, which is the discussion everybody had about the face-to-face in Barcelona. And look, maybe the sensible way to think about this is just the team's next face-to-face. Unfortunately, around ICANN, you have to do this months in advance. So this is a bad time to be making a decision on that, given it's pretty uncertain what work will actually need to be done and how much progress will be made and all that kind of thing. But nonetheless, there are deadlines and administrative things for sorting all of that. So, look, I've made a suggestion about trying to bring this discussion back to some sort of, you know, some concrete proposition that all will fly. It's a fairly long-winded paper, but I've made some – hopefully people have had a chance to look at it. And that appears to be, from my understanding of the logistics, the you know, what the trade-offs are in any of the options that have been put forward. So can I throw the floor open to questions or comment about all of that? The first thing, I guess, is if people, just to take it logically through, are the objectives and background that I've put in the document sort of reasonable? The decision-making isn't just the popularity decision-making. There's some trade-offs that go to how you choose that. So can I ask for just some feedback on the first part of that? Denise?
I'm sorry. It's very, very early where I am, so I may not be following this completely, but what are you asking for feedback on? Which part?
Look, that the decision-making isn't just about doodling which would suit people. There's more to making a choice about how this would work than just that. So I was trying to get on the table what the issues are in terms of, so people are making a clear-eyed choice about which of the options that work for them. So that the intention was to have in front of people the choices, three choices, say, that could all work and that people understand what the trade-offs are for them, for each of them.
Okay. Are you asking for input on what the three choices should be or whether we agree with the assessment that was sent out. And haven't had my coffee yet.
Still look, I was just...
Still not with you.
All right, look. Okay, look. I think I would appreciate some feedback on just the logic first before you get to the options for the doodle poll. It's just a sensible way to choose between ways in which the team could schedule its next face-to-face. Oh, sorry, Eric. Yep. Didn't spot you there, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So I'll just sort of, I think I'm going to maybe repeat a little bit of what happened on the mailing list just to maybe sort of jumpstart this a little bit because I share some of Denise's confusion about what you want us to say. So maybe just to sort of to go back, I can't make it over a week. You know, at this point, you know, we've been on the review team for over a year. It's sort of like we have dollar day jobs and sort of setting a week aside for ICANN is one thing, but setting aside additional time as well. You know, we voiced this for over a year that most of us, some of us, varying degrees of us at different times, have had a lot of difficulty with having over a week worth of travel. And so I floated that on the list. I was struggling to just now to find the thread because I wanted to sort of refresh my memory. So I missed the thread. I don't remember who on the team sort of echoed this, but there were other people on the team who said, yes, we can't do it either before the meeting. So the problem is a lot of us will be at ICANN, and we won't be able to be there before ICANN. So in a sense, there will be an opportunity, an organic ICANN meeting where we're all there to meet with each other, and there was some discussion about maybe breaking it up into smaller sessions. There was some discussion about being creative about finding spaces. I mean, there's the will, at least among some of us. And so the doodle poll might help us figure out how much of us that represents, how much of the team that represents. But there certainly was the team saying that some of us would prefer to meet during the ICANN week. And the sort of the coming back saying other people in the past and staff would prefer, this is a team that's been put through a lot with the pause, the extended duration, et cetera, and we're asking for an accommodation, some of us. And I think the doodle poll might help us understand, is that a minority report? Is that the majority? What the real sort of sensitivity is around there? But I think right now there's a bunch of us saying this is going to be difficult, Phil, and we're getting pushback again and again. We've been saying it for a long time. So that's kind of where I start. Like, I cannot attend the SSR2 face-to-face.
So Eric, do you mind if I cut across? Sorry about that. Look, that was heard loud and clear, and the propositions that are in the note don't, in fact, include that anymore. So the proposition here is that if you want to have it during the Monday to Thursday, and I'm happy, you know, I'm guessing that's people's window for arriving, there are some limited options about how you can do it. The document that was circulated has got a proposition for two ways in which you can do it Monday to Thursday, and you have to accept what the trade-offs are with that. The current schedule for ICANN 63 is attached, went around with the minutes, so people can see what their obligations are. But not everybody goes to ICANN 63. Not everybody has spare time at ICANN 63. So it isn't just a matter of the days that are best. It's also a matter of how will you organize it. And it's, from my investigations, it is a long way from straightforward to organize at the meeting and improve participation. So the proposition doesn't include Thursday, Friday anymore, not Saturday, Sunday even anymore. So.
Okay, my bad. Then I apologize again. I was trying to sort of tell what we're going on. So thanks for clarifying that, Phil.
My point really at the end of the day was to say, look, if you want to have a doodle poll to decide how you're doing it, instead of sort of starting with just what days could somebody do? Let's have a look at an actual proposal so that people are picking something and understanding that if you choose, for example, to use the sort of ICANN pop-up facilities, you won't know until 3 or 4 days before whether you get one or not. and sort of where it'll be, and if you and you'll have to act quick to grab that, right? So that's a set of issues that has to be dealt with, but it fits into the window. So that was really the proposition. If people haven't had a chance to sort of look at it, then maybe we need to finish the conversation on email. But Denise.
Thank you. So I think the table lays out broad options. So is the intention then to acknowledge the options broadly and decide what the doodle poll should contain on this call? What are you proposing as the next step?
That's what I would use as the next step, is say, all right, there's three options which are worth testing, with whether people can do them and which one they prefer, and then use the doodle poll.
Okay.
Or the logic is you have to do multiple doodle polls to sort of narrow down your options. You know, there's lots of ways of doing it. Just my observation was right now the argument was going in a circle.
Right. So my experience is the last 2 days of an ICANN meeting, particularly in the afternoons, are much lighter. I would recommend that we poll people's availability to attend either all day or half days on October 24th and October 25th. If people would also like to include in the doodle poll the 2 days before the ICANN meeting, I think, or after, I think those are three reasonable doodle poll options. I also think that, if I'm understanding the material correctly, that SO and AC chairs have some sway in who receives rooms. I think the team can send a note to the SO and AC chairs, and if the doodle poll, for example, prefers Wednesday and Thursday, that we ask that they make accommodations for the review team to meet and help us secure rooms. I can also reserve a conference room at the hotel next door if the staff needs assistance with that, understanding that there are limitations, but I think that's also an option. So I would suggest we do a doodle poll with those three options.
Sorry to cut in
what
again.
I would, please.
I wish I could just raise my hand, but it's not possible. So I would also support this idea of, say, just maybe trying to do, you know, day zero at ICANN. So we make some leeway, and then we're there at the meeting, which should reduce the load on people, shouldn't bring us over a week, and that would be useful. So I would support this idea of like, trying to make something happen around the ICANN meeting, and I would also like to remind people that not everyone will just attend the ICANN meeting without the review team, but at the same time, it is important for us to, you know, speak to other people, speak to our relevant constituencies and so on, and that just works best when, you know, we're able to do that in person at a meeting where everyone's there. Thank you.
Sorry, Alain.
Okay. Yes, okay. I posted my question in the chat room.
I'm sorry, Alain, we're having trouble hearing you.
Uh,
Phil, this is Nigar for the record. I think Alon just noted that he has posted his question in the chat room.
Oh,
and I'm happy to read it out loud. He's asking, do we have an idea of work plan for the face-to-face at ICANN 63? Would it include some community engagement?
If I may, I think you would need to be pretty clear in your minds about what you were going to do at a community engagement at this point. My guess is that's probably premature, but you would want to be clear at the DC meeting about whether you were in a position to do that. Okay, so Denise and Eric have suggested that. So one of the critical things, if I may, for this team is how the community are going to perceive you for the next, 9, 12 months. And I think everything you do in front of the community needs to be pretty carefully thought through. So I think we're getting some agreement there. Can I just get, so Denise's proposition is that one of the options for ICANN 63 facilities should include the Thursday and Friday. We need to find out if people are planning to be there and how many to do that. So I'm happy to edit this to do it. Right now you'll see in the table that the offering, you might want to pick up on this, Negar, but the offering at the moment from ICANN meeting team is only including times Saturday, Sunday, Monday, part of Wednesday, and evening sessions. So,
correct, Phil. We have reached out to the meetings team to find out, given their experience, what days of the week are more likely for us to be able to get meeting times scheduled for face-to-face engagement. And the days that you just read out are the ones that they said are more preferable given the high-interest topic sessions that are in place, the constituency day that's going to be a whole-day event, and other sessions that they are anticipating would need to be scheduled that might be a conflict for review team members. But, of course, we won't know for certain until the request forms are open sometime in September and we submit whatever times and dates the review team decides on. We can submit that and see what the community decides in terms of scheduling.
I got that. Sorry about my dyslexia there. That's Wednesday, Thursday. I've got that recorded. Sorry, Eric.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for noting that. Just one other quick thing in regards to what Nagar was saying, and apologies if I misunderstood, but I just want to make sure we don't conflate two separate things that may themselves both be important but are nevertheless different. One is the extent to which the meetings team needs to work additionally to accommodate a request. So if it's difficult to get a room on one day, et cetera, that's one concern, but I'd submit that that's orthogonal from the review team saying there's a preference for the review team. So, I mean, I might have misunderstood what Nagar was saying, but it sounded like the meetings team was going to struggle to do something because of, contention for rooms and what would be best for the team. And I'm just saying those are independent and separable. So I think it might be useful to keep those separate, especially considering, Denise's comment about being able to go outside to other venues if space really becomes the problem.
Thanks, Eric. This is Nagar. The comments I made only pertain to if the review team's preference is to meet at the ICANN venue itself, the meetings team will obviously do everything they can to accommodate us, but there's also all the meetings that the community would need to have and space availability will have to be factored into that. A part of the options that Phil has provided is meeting at an outside venue, which if that's the preference of the review team, we can certainly start working on that. So I'll let Phil take over the conversation, so hopefully we can reach some form of conclusion on this or decide how to proceed forward.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I'd just like to move it along. It's too big a committee to settle in this kind of way, but I think what we're hearing is that there can be an effort made to get ICANN facilities provided, but the option of using an external one is potentially a fallback, a hotel, and whatever the cost is for non-ICANN tech support in that space, and making sure there's enough bandwidth and whatever else is needed to run a meeting. So can we take that? I'm not seeing any hands at the moment. Steve's made a suggestion about a way to do it. Can we just take that away and put up a come back by email and just modify all of that so that it reflects the discussion and picks up so you guys can have a poll and pick the thing you think works best for those days?
Could we – hi, this is Denise. Could we – get agreement on when we'll be making the decision, issuing the poll. I am mindful that there was an initial sort of deadline for indicating space needs for Barcelona. I would not want us to delay too long and lessen our chances of getting something that the review team wants.
Well, look, we'll have to get it back out tomorrow, won't we?
Okay, so we're getting a doodle poll out tomorrow. Is that the plan?
There should be. It seems to me you need an email that's saying, you know, some description around what each of the options are, and a doodle poll, I guess, is the way to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try that.
Is that something you're going to do, Phil, or? Yep.
Yeah, I'll get some help from the staff to clarify, but I think at the moment we have a request in, don't we, Nega, with the ICANN organizers?
Phil, the request that we had put in was initially for the 2 days prior to the meeting. The form to submit official requests for meetings during the week has not been opened yet. Well, we can, of course, submit the information to the meetings team once we have the data.
Okay. And, Denise, do you think that there's value in some lobbying to the SOAC chairs?
Yeah.
Is that what I was hearing you say?
Sure. So I wouldn't call it lobbying, but they have created some process, I think, where representatives or SONAC chairs or also weigh in on putting the schedule together. So I think it would be useful to send to both SONAC chairs and staff to request if the review team decides that it needs to meet during the ICANN meeting.
Okay, I don't see any other hands. That's long enough on the logistics. We might move on, and we'll fire our emails back, or I will get something back to you guys in the morning. All right. I'm conscious we blew our timing last time. Let me press on. Item 4 on the agenda is around the induction for new members. Can I thank the people who have put in their summary slides? We've got 4 of the 5 sub-teams have now got summaries in. So thank you, everyone. I just need to paste in the latest one into a single document. And I have one other request, which is IANA translation. I think that is the 5th one, which we don't yet have a summary from. if anyone who was on that subgroup want to volunteer to send me a few dot points on what was done. I hope I've got my terminology right here entirely. Okay, I'm not seeing any hands. I will use email to seek a volunteer for that. No other comments? All right, excellent. So preparation for the face-to-face. I circulated a draft session plan. That's only been a couple of days in the ether. Denise, would you like to comment?
Yeah, just to hop back to your previous question. Sorry, I wasn't quick enough. The fifth subgroup is, I think you're referring to as IANA transition, not translation.
Oh, okay. Yep, sure. Sorry. Yep,
no problem. And I wanted to get a clarification on what the purpose of these slides are. Are they to, at a high level, encapsulate what the subgroups did, or are they intended to be material for the new members? I think it would be helpful to clarify that.
Look, it's two purposes, really. Initially, it was for the new members, just a sort of a starting place before they waded through the material on the wiki. But it's useful for me for the face-to-face meeting just to have a sort of a shorthand summary of what was done and steps that were done. But, you know, it doesn't have to be polished or anything like that, but it will be quite useful for the face-to-face as well. Other than that, there's no other purpose, really.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Phil. I just wanted to note that of the subgroup for IANA transition, two members are no longer with the review team, and we do have two other members that are on the subgroup still. Not sure if either are interested in providing summary, but I just wanted to note that some of the members that originally worked on that team are not part of the review team anymore. And in fact, the person who was the rapporteur for the subgroup specifically is no longer with the review team.
Okay, great. Thanks, Nigar. I'll chase it up and look if it doesn't get done. We'll figure it out in DC. Denise, you've got your hand up.
Sorry, no, that's an old hand, but so we should email to the list if we have additions to these slides?
Yeah. Yes, please. That would be great. Again, I don't, this is not going to be the minutes or, you know, used in evidence against anyone, so it's really just what you know, where you think there are sort of gaps for people's understanding on. You know, how to make a working summary for it. So for all that, if there's things you need to fix, then please, by all means, email to the list. Okay, so if I could move on to agenda item five. The first, so preparation for the face-to-face in Washington. Update from staff on attendance. Are we still going okay?
Hi, it's Jennifer. Yep, the same update as last week. So all review team members we expect to be in DC minus two, one of whom will be attending remotely.
Okay, that's excellent. Outstanding. So look, the draft session plan is here. We don't need to, you know, resolve it today, but I just wanted to say a couple of things for your consideration, thinking about it. The first is, this is a work in progress document, so I'm editing it as I'm thinking through what we need to cover. I think it's always good to have people who are participating in it be able to stick their nose in and have a look and, you know, ask questions, make suggestions, all that kind of thing. So sharing with you that with you in a fairly raw state. I should say that the times are completely unimportant at this point. We'll, in general, these sorts of things are like building blocks. You need to step through some things to get to a place where you can actually do some work, and we might get through those much faster than this, or it might take us longer, don't know. But the intention is to sort of work through any backward looking that we have to do first, you know, following those objectives, figure out how, you know, refresh how we're going to work with each other, and then begin to get into what needs to be done going forward. So that's roughly the sequencing here. I'm happy to take any questions now or ask for people to have a think about it and come back to me on the email list. And we'll aim to sort of have this pretty firm by the next teleconference, which is the Friday before. So we've got 13 days, I think, before Washington, and I'll be continuing to work on this for that period. So I suppose the other thing is, in the feedback, it's difficult to design these things with 18 people. So in the feedback, it'd be kind of good to get a sense of what you think you want more of, what you think you want less of, and, you know, of course, any questions if my shorthand doesn't make any sense. So can I throw that open? Has anyone had a chance to flip through it, got any questions or initial comments? Denise?
Thank you, Phil. I think it looks like a productive agenda. One suggestion that comes to mind is to add, perhaps on the third day, after we've had a chance to discuss scope and activities and such, consultant support. It's been raised by other members on the team as well. I think would be a good thing to address up front at the DC meeting.
Okay. Great. Okay, so that would be, you're talking about how the project sort of goes forward, how the review tasks get done, so it would sort of be in that section there on day three. Okay, great. So look, on that, something else I should say is that, you know, my ability to assist on this face-to-face is will diminish over the course of the 3 days. So once you have sorted out protocols and behaviors and whatever else, you know, about how you want to work together, and, you know, you figure out what kind of leadership you need and all that kind of stuff, and you get into the detail, I will be kind of stepping back and letting people lead with this. So I'm inviting people, you know, team members, to be thinking about this, not in a passive way, but to be thinking about this as a transition back to the team taking charge of how they want this to run going forward. I'm going to try and get calls in over the next 13 days, it'll be less than that, over the next sort of 10 days, I suppose, to people, sort of reach out to you to have a very brief conversation with people in the team, to invite you to, invite you to contribute some stuff during the course of the meeting. So, some of you have, you know, obviously have strengths in a whole lot of ways, but you also have a kind of persona, you have a reputation in the group, and part of what we'll do by way of preparation is to sort of have some discussion about how you're going to contribute during the course of that, those 3 days. Anyone else? There's also an opportunity for people to make any requests of me in the next 10 days in terms of anything in particular they would like to do or not do or avoid or, you know, all that sort of stuff. So any absences that people know they're going to require during the time we're there, you know, for whatever teleconferences or, you know, family stuff, whatever it is that you got on, if you can't be in the room for a period of time, be really good to know that beforehand, and we'll try and work the schedule around that. So any other comment? That's pretty small to see up on screen as that is at the moment. Okay, look, I'm not going to labour it. People may not have had a chance, you know, quite sensibly, may not have had a chance to go through and form a view about any of it, but I invite you to. These things always work better if people are sort of thinking ahead about, you know, what we'll be talking about, what needs to be said, and all that kind of thing. And I will leave that and invite either email comments on the email or questions on the email, which can go to list or directly to me if you prefer, and otherwise we'll have another brief conversation about it all next Thursday. Okay, so I'm not seeing any other hands. I'm going to take it that people are satisfied with that. Any other business? Okay. Jennifer.
Hi, Phil and team. It's just to go through the usual action items at the end of the call if nobody else has any other business that they want to share. So I noted in the Adobe pod here that action items I've recorded is still to update the meeting record of the previous meeting and recirculate staff to work with Phil to circulate an email regarding options to meet at ICANN 63 and a doodle poll with the options. Team and Phil to add consultant support as a discussion topic to the DC agenda, and team to share any absences they expect to have during the face-to-face meeting via email with Phil, as well as any additional feedback to the draft session plan that was circulated to the list. Let me know if I didn't capture anything correctly or if there are any additions.
Denise.
Yes, sorry again, I was a bit slow. This isn't related to Jennifer's articulation of the action items, but jumping back to your previous request about other issues, I think one thing I'd like to raise since we have a couple of minutes is previously some new members indicated that it was difficult to find material, get up to, on the wiki, get up to speed on work previously done. I'm concerned that that new members are still in that state. I had suggested previously that perhaps we could ask staff who have been on all of the calls and at all of the meetings to draft a more fulsome report, update, summary of activities in the different areas and progress. I'd like to put that back on the table to see if that's something that's feasible before we get to D.C., something that if staff could do an initial draft of the work and activities and discussions of the various teams in different areas. Team members could add to it, and that could assist in particular new members with understanding the work that had been done to date. I'm concerned that the slides are too cursory, that have been an incomplete in part. The wiki is very difficult to find information on, and I think staff, given their consistent participation in all of the activities, would be a logical source to start a more fulsome activity report and summary of these activities. And then, so that's one suggestion. And then also, previously, Phil, I think you had indicated that you were going to be emailing material or suggestions on methodology and approach to work. I just wanted to circle back on that and ask if I misunderstood or if that's something that's going to be forthcoming, and is the intention for the team to review that and factor that into our DC discussion. Thanks.
Phil Khoury here again. I mean, that's a great question. I should have had that on the note. I have struggled to find quality sort of material on review methodologies so far. So I'm still hunting and tracking down my network, trying to find something digestible that's actually useful in an environment like this. I would come back for a question, you know, really to sort of throw out to the team, given all of your experience, if you've come across that. So I didn't find in the ICANN stuff a, you know, solid discussion around the choices of methodology for reviews. So I've been hunting elsewhere. So I'd be happy to hear from people who have some kind of resource that they'd like to, they think would be useful to contribute. Mostly what I'm interested in there is to have some common language for us to use when we're talking about different approaches to different pieces of the work. Nothing I can do to help you guys sort it, but that's what I was looking for. Is that an old hand, Denise, or a new one?
Sorry, it's an old hand. The first part of my suggestion was that we have for the newcomers that we ask staff to assist with putting together a more fulsome summary of work to date. I think that's still on the table.
Yeah, great. So, sorry, Denise, I jumped to the second question first. For my benefit, so I understand, would you like more detail around the sort of activities that happened? When I was asking people for it, it's probably why they're, as you say, a bit cursory. I was really asking just for the, where did you get to, rather than a sort of fulsome record of all the work that was done, shorthand, where are we up to kind of thing. So could you sort of say some more about what you think extra needs to be in those?
Yes. So I was, and the new member should certainly weigh in here, since I think they're an important, would be an important customer for this. Not only what occurred, but the substance of what was addressed and what the team or subgroup addressed and where they got to.
Yeah.
And I think there's also the issue No, go ahead.
Eric.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to cut anyone off. So as long as – so my quick comment would just be that the sub-teams kind of – they didn't all proceed to the sort of same – to get to the same point of maturity at the end. Like some of them kind of sort of staggered a little bit. And so I think SSR1 had a lot of energy and product that came out of it. I think it may or may not have achieved all its goals. But, for example, like the DNS SSR it struggled. I just want to make a comment. I'm not sure how we represent this or if we do or we don't bother. But when we put all five of the subtopics together, it sort of maybe implies that they all got the same level of resolution. But, for example, like the DNS SSR really never got started. And so, I mean, it sort of presents itself sort of like, hey, there were a lot of problems and we interviewed Kim Davies. But there was actually a lot of like, hey, I don't think we should do it this way. Hey, how come, you know, the rapporteur is not holding any meetings, that kind of stuff. And I don't know that we need to do a name and shame so much as just represent that one's still kind of wide open versus like the ICANN SSR. That one, you know, we had the LA meeting and it was really good. It was really productive, et cetera. So not all sub teams really got to the same point, which is why we were right about to inline them and sort of go through them more carefully. So I don't know how or if it's worth memorializing that in the deck, Phil, or what your sensibility on that is. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, you were aware of it in case it was worth sort of annotating something. Does that make sense?
Yeah, look, Eric, it's Phil here. It makes perfect sense. I didn't want to make it look like a report card on who, you know, who got further or who achieved what. And maybe I think that might be better done in a discussion at Washington rather than trying to push people to sort of arrive at a conclusion about that. I certainly think I completely accept what you're saying about each stream of work had quite different experience and outcomes. And I think that's sort of part of what we all need to kind of have a shared understanding of, you know, some point, I suppose, day one of Washington. So, look, I'm a little bit reluctant to have a lot of work, sort of forensic amount of work done about, you know, what had happened with all the teams. Maybe what we could do is have... Let me add in the last of the dot points that we have now and circulate that, and then let's come back and see what's missing out of that. I think that's probably a good step in doing that, and then I can have a bit of a look at, you know, is there something that's easy to get a hold of out of the wiki that we can add to that that would help? I was a bit reluctant to have staff doing it because I really think it's sort of, if it's got to be judgment about where you got to, sort of qualitative judgment about where you got to, I'd sooner that wasn't staff making that judgment. I'd sooner that was, you know, team members, and you can all disagree with each other. Eric, you're next.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on the sort of qualitative judgment. I guess one of the things that may or may not make sense sort of submit to the team and you'll are that some of the subgroups produced artifacts, like some documents, like, you know, the write-ups of sort of like the IANA transition, for example, did. And I think maybe to Denise's point earlier, I think those exist somewhere between the wiki and the email archives. And if we were to pull those together, we won't have to ask our staff friends to sort of, you know, interpret the level of progress, but they could certainly collate the documents or the artifacts that were produced and put them all in a easy-to-find place. And that might also help us in the DC meeting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. Denise, hand up again.
So I'm not suggesting that that staff write a piece that includes any judgment, but I remain concerned that busy volunteers still are having a hard time figuring out what has occurred on the team before they got here. I have a hard time looking at the material that's been provided, figuring out where to focus and what's been done just on SSR1 implementation. We've got no less than, I don't know, 5 different web pages with varying degrees of links and questions and briefing material. It's very difficult, I think, to track this just basic substance through the wiki and figure out where everything is. So I think the more can be done to summarize and pull together work so it's easier to review and get a clear sense just factually of where of what was reviewed, what was done, and where it can be found and what's outstanding.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Well, why don't you leave that with me, and I will fix up the dot points that we have right now and take a look myself at the, with some help from the staff at the wiki. I'll need someone to help me through that because that's not anything I understand. So, but let's take that on if you don't mind, Jennifer, to add that. That's an action item for me. All right, I think we're at the end of our allotted time. So I am going to call a halt to the discussion. Sorry, Ram, did you have something? Okay. Great. And thank you for being part of it all and your patience. So, look, I'm going to call it to a close. Team, do you want to do the formalities?
It's Jennifer here. I just added that final action item there to the Adobe. So, Phil, to summarize the slides of the work, finalize the slides of the subgroup progress, and then work with staff to suggest any edits and additions to the wiki that might help new members with understanding where the work is to date. And then with that, I think we can close
Thank
the
you.
Meeting.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Thank you very much. This is Lauren. And by the way, if one of you is in Las Vegas for Black Hat DevCon, let me know. I would love to meet for a coffee or something like that to say hi. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.